Not because I'm preaching today, or it's not because Fudong's translation, which is, I'm sure, is going to be great.
不是因为是我在讲道，也不是因为傅东今天翻译，所以说这个原因我会之后再说。
Okay, and it is because we're here to worship our Creator, our King today.
是因为我们在这里要去敬拜我们的创造主。
So let's begin with a word of prayer, please.
让我们一起用祷告来开始。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱天父。
We do want to thank you for this privilege of coming into your holy temple to worship you.
我们非常感谢这个荣誉来到你的殿中来敬拜你。
And just pray that sharing of your word.
让我们的让我们能够分享你的话语。
Will be pleasing to you.
会使你的蒙你的喜悦。
So that it will be beneficial for us.
也能够使我们每个人得到益处。
And then we continue to be encouragement to each other's faith.
让我们可以持续的成为彼此的祝福。
We pray this in Lord Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So in the Bible, we have seen church being presented in multiple images.
在圣经中，我们看见这教会，以各种各样的形式出现。
A church has been described as a bride, as a family, an army, or maybe a body.
这个教会它被称为是一个新郎，一个军队。
And when it comes to
或者是一个身体 ，sorry。
And then each image has a great deal of important messages that we can learn from.
每一个方面都对我们来说都是很重要的。
And when it comes to church resembling a body,
当我们把教会比作身体的时候
，and Paul gave emphasis to that particular image in these three separate letters of his.
保罗把这个重要的信息通过他的三封书信让我们看到。
In Romans, in 1 Corinthians, and Ephesians.
在罗马书，在哥林多前书，在以弗所书。
And I find it interesting personally that in each of these three passages, Paul brought out the same three important truths about church as a body.
在这三封书信中，都传递着，保罗都给我们传递了同样一个信息，就是教会如何成为一个整体的肢体，整体的身体。
And the truth are Unity, diversity, and maturity.
这个真理就是合一，然后又是各样的，然后又是真理。
And what I want to deal with today is the topic diversity in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我今天要讲的是，讲到我们每个人各种各样的不同，在哥林多前书。
Now, if you take a high-level view of this church, this does not appear to be a very diverse church.
大家如果看到我们的教会的话，这可能不是一个非常非常不一样的教会。
With few exceptions, and that's very few, we look basically to be a group of Chinese people.
除了可能我们看都很大一部分都是由中国人组成的。
However, we are certain to be different, as Minnesota winter is certain to have snow.
但是我们之中肯定有不同点，我非常的确信，就像确信明州的冬天会有雪一样。
On one hand, we're different because of lifelong experiences.
在一方面，我们是不同的，因为我们每个人都有不同的人生经历。
Accumulated over decades.
这是一个时间的积累。
And they have shaped us to be each one of us to be unique individuals.
时间把我们每个人都创造成不一样的个体。
And we're also different, as Minister Huang talked about last week.
我们就像黄牧师上个星期讲的那样，我们确实是不一样的。
That in our journey of knowing God and getting saved by Him and thus becoming a believer.
在我们信主的过程中，蒙神救赎的过程中，每个人都是不一样的。
That every one of us has received at least one spiritual gift that is meant for us to use.
因为我们每一个信主的人都会从神那里得到一项属灵的恩赐。
So as a result of that, when we come together as a group,
所以当我们当我们聚集在一起作为一个整体的时候，
we don't bring just one gift, but we bring a collection of spiritual gifts.
我们不仅仅是只带来了神的一个给我们的一个恩赐，而我们是带来了一个整体的很多很多的恩赐。
So just like this verse on the screen 12:14 tells us, now the body is not made up of one part but of many.
就像在12章14节说的，身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
So you may ask, what is the purpose of having multiple spiritual gifts collected in one whole body?
你可能会问，为什么要这么多的恩赐把它加到一个身体上呢？
It is for the common good.
这是为了我们这是为了整体的一个好。
Which is produced, the common good is produced by imparting our spiritual gifts to others to make them strong, and so we all can be encouraged by each other's faith.
是因为我们可以把每个人的恩赐成为别人的祝福，相互鼓励，成为一个整体，成为互相的帮助。
I think I must have skipped to the end. Okay, I'm missing the slide, but it doesn't matter.
所以说我少了一个幻灯片，但是我觉得这不重要。
Okay, the slide is intended to show you the summary of what I'm about to talk about in the next paragraph, which is that from time to time, there can be hurdles that keep us from that happening.
因为我想接下来说，可能在我们这个整个过程中，有一些困难会阻止我们实现这个目的。
So in today's verses, Paul talks about two of those hurdles.
在今天的经文中，保罗讲述了其中的两个原因。
And the first one in verses 14 through 20, where the issue that Paul talks about is for us not shortchanging ourselves.
在14章到20章，保罗就让我们不要自己小看自己。
And the other issue is described in verses 21 through 27, where the issue is for us not shortchanging others around us.
在21节到27节的保罗就让我们也不要小看他人。
You know, what does it mean when one shortchanges himself?
当一个人小看自己，这是代表着这是什么意思呢？
That's when somebody would often tell himself that I'm not good enough.
当这个那是就是一个人他时常对自己说，我可能还不够好。
I don't think you need me.
我觉得你可能不太需要我。
Or I may need more time.
可能我真的是还需要更多的时间。
And when someone is shortchanging others, the type of comments you would hear will be like the following.
当人小看他人的时候，这可能是以下的情形，可能是你会听到的。
And people would say, so and so is not qualified.
人们就会说，这个那个可能不是那么他可能不还不是那么合格。
Or so and so is not needed in our group.
或者是这个或者那个，可能我们这个组也不太需要他。
And either way, the end result is that the group will not manifest the spirit of God.
当不管什么情形，它的结果就是这个整体不会在神里面有成长。
And produce the common good that's intended by God.
也不会结出果子。
Now let's take a look at how Paul describes symptoms of the first issue. That's when one shortchanges himself.
让我们来看看第一个保罗所指出的问题，就是当人轻看他自己。
In verses 15 and 16, Paul said, if the foot should say, if I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body.
在十五节到十六节说，若脚说我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。设若耳说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。
Our hands are so strategically located that we can just simply do much more with them.
我们的手在这个位置是有特殊的原因的，我们在这个位置它就可以很有功能。
We talk with our hands, we eat with our hands, and we just do so much more with our hands.
我们用我们的手说话的时候可能会有一些动作，我们吃饭当然肯定要用手，然后我们用手可以做很多很多的事情。
And similarly, our eyes are noticed long before our ears are ever noticed.
相似的，当别人看你的时候，肯定是先注意到你的眼睛，而不会去注意到你的耳朵。
So if you read those romantic novels, right, they always talk about lovers staring into each other's eyes. They never talk about the lovers staring into each other's ears.
所以说，当你看浪漫的小说的时候，这作者很多时候都说这两个人两情相望，而不会说这两个人盯着对方的耳朵怎么样。
So what's happening here is that when the foot compares itself to the hand, it declares itself not useful.
在这里我们看到的是，当这个脚和手，它去和手比较的时候，它就说我没有用。
And once it declares himself having no role to play, then he tells the foot tells himself that he probably does not belong to the body.
他和手比较之后，他觉得他是没有用的，然后进而他就会想，我肯定对这个整个身体可能也是没有用的。
And in verse 16, ears find himself in the same shoe as the foot, and no pun intended.
在十六节的时候，这个耳朵就是和之前的脚在一样的位置上。
So the ear compares himself to the eye and declares himself not to be as valuable as the eye. So then the body can probably get along just fine without it.
所以说，而耳朵望着眼睛说，我可能没有你这么重要。所以说我肯定这个身体可能也不需要我。这个身体只要有你就可以了。
So whether it's the ear comparing itself to the eye or foot to the hand, Paul tells us in those two verses that while we're different, because we're gifted differently.
不管是眼睛和耳朵的比较，还是脚和手的比较，在这里看见保罗对我们传达的信息是，我们都是不一样。
We're all still part of the body of Christ.
我们都是基督身体里的一个肢体。
Now, being the body of Christ means two things.
所以说成为基督的肢体在这里意味着两点。
One, it's a commitment. And we don't stop being part of the body of Christ just because we're different.
第一点就是我们要有一个承诺，我们虽然是不同的，
So and then the second thing is that in spite of our differences, believe it or not, our church is actually better served because of them, because of the differences.
这是因为我们是不同的，我们的教会才可以得到更好的侍奉。
So our differences are actually critical and integral part of the body of Christ.
所以说我们在这里的不同点正是我们教会，正是教会可以成长的关键。
And then Paul points out in verse 17 that if the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be?
所以说在十七节保罗就指出，若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？
Can you imagine a world without hearing or without sound?
你可以想象一个世界我们什么都听不见吗？在一个什么都听不见的世界中吗？一点声音都没有。
That was probably about 15 seconds or so.
那可能是我们经历的15秒这样的情况。
And at the same time, can you imagine a body without nose?
在同样的情形中，你们可以想象一个身体但是没有鼻子吗？
You would no longer be able to smell the freshly baked bread in the morning.
你就你再也不能在早上闻到刚出炉面包的香味。
Or worse yet, you will not be able to smell the spiky, stinky tofu late at night.
更悲催的是，你再也不能在深夜的时候闻到臭豆腐辣诱人的香味。
So our differences are meant to complement each other.
所以说我们的不同就是要就是用来互相补足，互相互补的。
To make each other strong.
使每个人都能更加的强壮。
To be encouraging to each other's faith.
成为每个人信仰的支柱。
Paul then went on to argue in verses 19 and 20.
保罗在十九节和二十节他又这样陈述
that we should not make the mistake of wanting to minimize our differences either.
我们不要犯了这个错误，就是我们要把我们的不同点减到最低。
Because the fundamental concept of a body is to have diverse members. It's like foot, hand, eyes, and ears.
所以我们身体的基本的功能它就是为了有这些不同的肢体，就像脚、手或者是耳朵、眼睛一样。
And with each one functioning exactly the way it should be.
各尽其职。
We don't want a church of uniformity.
我们不想要一个教会就是每个人都是一模一样的。
Just like we don't want a body of eyes or ears only.
就像我们不想要一个身体只有眼睛或者是只有耳朵一样。
What we do want is a church of unity.
但是我们想要的是一个合一的教会。
Unity in diversity.
虽然是不同的，但是是合一的。
Just like verse 20 says, as it is, there are many parts, meaning diversity, and one body, meaning unity.
就像二十节说的，因为有各种各样的部分，所以说这个是表明都是不同的，然后只是一个身体，表明呢这是一个合一的。
So if one argues that he's useless or not qualified because he cannot do what others can do, he's basically arguing against Paul in verse 20.
所以说，当一个人说我可能不能做这个，因为他可能比我更有能力，或者是这个人更适合这样的话，他基本上就是在和保罗在二十节。这样争辩。
The flip side of saying that same thing is that for as long as you're part of a body, you're useful in serving.
所以说在这个的反面我们就看见只要你是这个肢体的一部分，你肯定是有用的。
You are qualified to serve in some capacity.
你们一定会找到自己可以侍奉的地方。
You are meant to give a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
你们都是要为了把你们的属灵的恩赐展现出来，为了教会整个教会的好处。
Typically, one can start serving by a couple different ways.
平常来说，每个人都可以在几个方面这样侍奉。
One can volunteer.
一个是自愿的来侍奉。
Which we don't do very often. But that's okay.
在我们的教会可能这种自愿的人数比较小比较少，但是这是没有关系。
Or one can say yes when he or she gets asked by co-workers.
也可能第二种情况是他被他的其他的同工问他可不可以做这个或者那个的时候，他可能说可以。
If you ever get asked, I would encourage you to say yes.
当有人这么问你的时候，我真的是要鼓励大家说是的，好的。
Because I believe it's one of the best ways for you to explore and determine what your spiritual gift is.
因为我觉得这个是可能是最好的方式，让你去发掘你的属灵的恩赐是什么。
And then after that, God has many ways to validate or to strengthen that specific spiritual gift.
在这个之后呢，神有很多的方式去加强，去加深你在这方面属灵的恩赐。
Now, if for some reason, because we humans are not perfect, we made a mistake, and you're just not good at it.
但是可能在某些情况下，因为我们人无完人，可能你犯了一些错误啊，或者是你 确实对这个事情可能不太在行。
That's okay. God's grace is all sufficient.
那个也是没有关系的，因为神的恩典总是够用的。
I want to let you know that I volunteered to be on the praising team one time.
我讲一个小故事，就是我有一次自告奋勇的去这个敬拜唱歌敬拜团队。
After I served one time, one week,
就是一周之后。
Not one year or one term, but one week.
仅仅是一周，不是一个月或者是一年。
They never contacted me again.
从此再也没有这个唱歌敬拜团队的任何成员跟我有任何的联系了。
But it's not a problem, right? There are many places where we can serve.
这个我很快，我觉得这个不是什么问题，有很多很多地方我还可以去侍奉。
Okay, now we're going to talk about the second issue that Paul brought up, which is not to shortchange others.
所以说现在我们来看看保罗谈到的第二点，就是也不要轻看别人。
So with verse 21, Paul started to describe symptoms associated with the second issue.
在21节的时候，保罗就开始对这个第二点，就是不要小看别人这一点，有一些解释。
Basically, verse 21 says that there can be people who are represented by the hands, discounting the people represented by the eyes.
这里要说的就是可能用一个比喻的方法，就是可能像手一样的人，可能去对像脚一样的人指指点点，所以说可能会这样的情况。
Or feet by the head.
或者是脚和头的关系。
Now in these cases of disharmony, if you will, there are those who seem to be weak, as verse 22 says.
在这个不和谐的这种情况下，在这些人看起来可能比较软弱的。
And those whom we think are less honorable or less presentable.
在这些真的可能不是那么被器重的，不是那么有能力的。
These are the people that are regarded by others as less distinguished.
这些人可能就是其他人所认为的不是那么重要的人物。
Less exceptional.
不是那么关键的人物。
Or simply not as polished.
可能只是说这些人比较有棱角。
And Paul's use of the words like seem or we think for the weaker, less honorable people.
保罗用了这个看起来这个词，来描述我们可能觉得这些不太重要的人。
Is suggesting that their status is perhaps only a perception by other people.
所以说看起来这个字很重要，因为他们的这些人对我们对他们的看法，可能只是我们看起来是这样的。
And chances are the cause of this kind of a perception is rooted in some kind of disagreement between the two parties.
这个表面上的意见不合，可能是可能在深层次中表现是这两个人可能对一些事物有不同的意见，不同的看法。
Now, another thing to keep in mind is that oftentimes there may not be any right or wrong in these agreements.
另一点我们要看见的就是，在很多情况下，可能对这些问题都没有一个确定的正确或者错误的方面。
And these disagreements can simply be differences in our opinions or our perspectives.
这些可能就是我们对待事物不同的看法或者不同的想法。
And these differences can be anything from, for example, church monthly lunch menu.
这些可能就是一些琐碎的小事，可以从比如说教会每周吃什么，
Or what kind of worship music should we have?
或者我们敬拜的时候应该用什么样的敬拜的歌曲
？Or what our future building ought to look like?
或者我们未来的教会的。教会的建筑会看起来是怎么样的？
When we have all these different ideas, different opinions,
我们有各种各样不同的想法。
Let's make sure there's an opportunity for these ideas and opinions to be expressed.
让我们真的是要给一个机会，让这些不同的想法都能够一起被大家讨论。
And let's make sure we hear those opinions.
让我们真的是要做很多工作，我们每个人都可以听见这些不同的声音。
Not just listening to them, but hear them. My wife always asked me, did I hear, you know, did you hear me?
不仅仅是要听他，而且真的是要用心的去听。就像我太太经常说对我说的那样，你在听吗？
And the right answer is always yes, dear.
所以说这个正确答案肯定就是对我在用心的聆听。
Now, while these opinions are quite different, let's make sure we don't come close to thinking, or worse yet, saying that I wish those people were not here because we can certainly go along just fine without those opinions.
因为这些各种各样的意见是这么的不同，让我们就是不要进入一种想法，就我们觉得我们就真的是不同意这些想，因为不同意这些想法，所以说我们也觉得最好是那个有这个想法的人不在这儿就好了。
And that's basically what Paul says in verse 21. Now in verse 22, Paul says that those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are what? Indispensable.
这就是保罗在二十一节所说的，在二十二节保罗又说，这些看来可以丢弃的肢体，其实他们确实是有很重要的功能。
So what he's arguing is that the seemingly weaker ones, who happen to be on the opposite side of our own opinions,
因为这些看起来软弱，看起来不同，看起来不那么合时宜的肢体，可能他们的观点就是和我们自己的观点完全相反的一面。
Are according to Paul indispensable?
所以说，这些相反的观点，根据保罗来说的话，是无可替代的，是非常重要的。
They are necessary. We cannot do without them.
他们是必须的。我们没有了他们，我们什么也做不成。
We are a team, so like in any team situation, we are to be complementary with each other.
我们是一个团队，就像任何的团队一样，大家要互相的帮助。
In football, a quarterback would not be able to function without an offensive line.
在橄榄球里面，这个四分卫，如果没有这个防守队员的话，这个四分卫的作用其实是没有任何作用的。
In basketball, shooting is always more eye-catching.But you're not going to win the important games without controlling rebounding.
在篮球里面，最后投篮得分当然是非常的精彩。但是呢，你如果没有互相的传球，互相的打篮板，整个团队是不可能赢得这个比赛的。
And in baseball, unless a pitcher plans to strike out every single batter, he better have a defense behind him.
在棒球里面。除非这个投手非常有能力，可以三振把对手出局的话，他是不可能不要他的防守队员的。
Okay, at the end of the day, though, it is true that it's almost impossible to endorse or to follow through with every opinion from everybody.
但是我们也看到，在最终，我们不可能把每一个意见都照着这么执行，也不可能说每一个意见都是正确的，都要这么去实施。
But we need to listen and we need to hear the differences others have with us.
但是我们这里要做的就是要去聆听，去听别人的不同的意见。
And look for a solution with unity in our collective mind.
要从这些不同中找到一个解决的办法，解决的办法，最终的目的是为了我们整个群体的合一。
So how can we maintain unity when some people seem to have a mission in life to be different from you?
我们怎么可以达到合一？因为我们知道总是有人可能会有不同的意见。
It takes more than just making an effort of not making or thinking negative comments like I don't need you.
这个首先我要强调的是，这个肯定不是说我要马上先入为主的说我不需要你，你的意见是不对的。
Paul said in this in verse 25, so that there should be no division in the body, but its parts should have equal concern for each other.
所以说保罗在二十五节说，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
So Paul is not asking us to just tolerate kind of begrudgingly the differences by staying silent.
保罗在这里不是要我们对不同的意见沉默不语。
Here he was not overly concerned about finding a solution between different people and their ideas.
在这里保罗也 他也不是要找到一个、找到一个万能的解决办法使每个人 都可以接受。
Because ultimately God is in charge, right?
因为最终的话是神是掌权的。
So in the midst of differences, what he's asking us to do is to have the same concern for each other.
所以说在这些、各种各样不同的事物中，保罗要我们做的就是要真的是为对方着想、为对方着想。
So when people have different opinions from you, our response should be having the same concerns as others would for us, for them.
所以说当别人有不同的观点的时候，你要设身处地地站在别人的角度想一想，来回答别人。
To care for them, to love them back.
去关心他们，去爱他们。
And you're probably thinking you're kidding me, right? I mean, I can't wait to yell at those people and just tell them in their face how dumb they are.
你是在、你可能会说，你肯定是在开玩笑吧？我站在他面前，简直就想那个大声和他吵一架，怎么还可能说出这样的话呢
？And you want me to love them back instead?
你在这里还要让我去、真的是要爱他们。
The word concern here is the same word used in 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he, God, cares for you.
在这里，这个关心这个词也是用到彼得前书5:7，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
So when people have different opinions from us, we first avoid the temptation of dismissing the differences.
当人们有不同的观点的时候，我们首先要做的是不要想去消除这个不同点。
And then not only we care for them.
让我们不仅是要关怀他们。
But we care for them the way God has cared for us.
要像神顾念我们一样去顾念别人。
Kind of like the way you care for your own children.
就像你照顾你的小孩子一样。
In sort of unconditional, sacrificial, kind of a pride-swallowing way.
这是一个没有条件的一个自我牺牲的，也是要有时候要甚至要放下自己的尊严的一种去爱别人，去在乎别人。
And it's actually kind of important for people to know that we care for them.
很重要的是要让别人知道你是在乎他的。
And how do people know we care for them?
怎么样让别人知道呢？
Because they know we care for them because they feel needed.
当他们知道觉得自己被需要的时候，他们就可以知道我们是在乎他们的。
And they know we care for them because we honor their contributions.
他们当我们意识到，当我们赞扬别人的时候，赞扬别人的贡献的时候，他们是知道我们是在乎他们的。
And they know we care for them because we rejoice with those who are honored with their contributions.
他们当我们和他当他们的贡献得到认可的时候，我们也和他们一同很高兴，他们就知道我们是在乎他的。
And that's why, as in verse 23 tells us, the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor.
就像23章说的那样，身上的肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给他加上体面。
And the parts that look to be unpresentable, we help them become much more presentable.
不俊美的，越发得则俊美。
And these parts that are not less honorable or presentable, we need to keep them in mind because they are so only because we think they are.
这些不重要的肢体，在我们的眼里，这些看起来不那么重要的肢体，是因为他们可能我们有一个先入为主的观念。
And so we want to help them become more honorable and presentable in a way that is inclusive of our differences.
所以说我们要做的就是 帮助他们，使他们变得更加的能够更加的有用。
And we do that not because we're better or because we have sympathy on them.
我们不是因为同情来去这样做。
But we do that because we are of one body.
因为我们这样做是因为我们是同一个肢体。
And as verse 26 says, if one part of the body suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, and then every part rejoices with it.
就像二十六节说的，若一个肢体受苦，所有肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有肢体就一同快乐。
Diversity will lead to division if we compete with each other.
如果我们相互的竞争这些不同点的话，最终的结果就是分离。
And diversity will lead to unity that will manifest the Spirit of God for the common good if we care for each other.
但是如果我们彼此相爱，彼此关心的话，我们身上的不同点正是使我们成为神所让我们合一的关键。
And after all, brothers and sisters caring for each other should not be all that difficult, right?
所以说这个弟兄姐妹互相关心应该不是什么很难的事情吧。
If we can find a way to love unbelievers like we have, who are fundamentally different from us,
如果我们甚至可以去爱那些不信主的人，虽然他们在信仰上和我们有根本上的不同，
we can certainly find a way to love those who were called just as we were to one hope, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
所以说我们更加的应该是更加的容易让我们去爱这些和我们有同一信仰的人。
Now bullet point here is that the reason we want to strive for unity in diversity within the body of Christ is as verses 24 and 18 are pointing out.
所以在这个我们要成为合一的原因，就像二十四节指出的那样。
That God has put the body together, and He has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be.
但神配搭这身子，把加倍的体面给那些有欠缺的肢体。
So when we talk about diversity in sort of everyday worldly context.
当我们在这个世界的世界中说不同点的时候，
Our emphasis often starts and ends with our differences and how we should celebrate our differences.
我们的重点可能是停留在我们最终要怎么来庆祝这些不同的地方。
But with these two verses, we are reminded that our diversity or our differences has one thing in common.
但是这两节的经文使我们看到我们的不同点其实是有一个共通点的。
And that is we are combined, arranged by God exactly the way He has wanted.
就是我们是神以他自己的意思把我们所合到一起的。
So what that means is that even though every one of us Christians in this church is different and is imperfect.
这里所表达的意思就是在比如说我们在这个屋子里面每一个基督徒可能就是不一样的。
But without an exception, everyone is necessary because our God has created that way.
但是缺一不可，因为我们的神他是照这样的方法创造了大家。
And God has planned this way so that every person in the body of Christ is designed in a unique way to manifest something of the Spirit of God that no one else can.
这神独特的设计就是在基督你身体里的每一个人他都有他独一的功用。
And that is why we're here.Together in this church.
这也就是为什么我们现在聚集在这里的原因。
And we're here to pursue the manifesting of God's glory.
我们在这里是为了去追求神的荣耀。
Now when we do that, what happens is the common good.
当我们这样做的时候，这个对整体的好处就会 就会来到。
And those two things are not in conflict with each other.
这两件事情是不互相冲突的。
And the glory of God and the good of the people can happen together.
这神的荣耀和对个人的好处是可以同时发生的。
Starting with our trust in God and in His perfect plan.
要从我们信靠神和神的完美的计划开始。
So this particular issue, like all the other issues in life, pretty much comes down to one core Christianity question.
在我们生活中各种各样的问题，他们都可以用一点来概括。
Do you trust God and His plan?
你相信神吗？和相信神对你的计划吗
？Do we question God's plan and reject the notion that we're all placed here together?
或者是我们就是要反驳不接受神的计划。
And then we have the unique gifts that are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
Or do we believe wholeheartedly that each one of us has been a unique manifestation of the Spirit for the common good?
或者是我们每个人都会相信，我们是神所创的独一，我们也有独一的属灵的恩赐。
We're a small church.
我们是一个小的教会。
Small enough that one time I was telling someone about Sunday our church attendance, and I think he was thinking I was telling him our Sunday school attendance.
小到有一次我和一个人讲我们教会的崇拜的出席人数，他却认为是主日学的人数。
And I think partly because he went to a Catholic church, which used to be pretty big. Every day when we give thanks to our blessings,
每一天当我们献上我们当我们献上我们的感谢的时候
，Let's not forget to thank him.For joining us together in this small church.
让我们不要忘记感谢神，把我们聚集在这个教会。
Let's thank Him for allowing us to be a part of this plan.
让我们感谢他，使我们成为他计划的一部分。
And then let's ask God how we can serve Him and the rest through this church.
让我们主动的去问神，我们怎么可以。怎么可以来服侍神？怎么可以在教会，来服侍他的教会
？And then let's ask God to equip each one of us in order to fulfill the duties that He has set aside for each one of us.
让我们求神给我们每个人有足够的装备，让我们可以来成就他的事工。
And in this small church, we have plenty of opportunities to serve.
在我们这小教会，我们有很多很多的机会来侍奉。
And That served by the strength of God has supplied to us.
所以说要靠神的力量去侍奉，真的是对我们非常有用的。
In order that in everything God may be glorified through His Son Christ Jesus.
这样的话，神的名才有可能被荣耀，通过耶稣基督。
As you will know from our bulletin that we're in the midst of nominating, electing deacons and governors for next year.
我们从这个小册子上可以看到我们在提名明年的理事和执事。
Would you consider to serve?
你会考虑在这方面侍奉吗
？When you're pondering about that, I would encourage you not to forget that one.Don't shortchange yourself.
当你可能还在犹豫的时候，我会提醒你，第一点是不要小看你自己。
And don't shortchange others.
也不要去小看别人。
And let's not shortchange God of His glory.
当然，我们也肯定不要小看神和他的荣耀。
Thank you, and let's pray real quick.
谢谢。
Father in heaven, we just thank you for this day of worship.
在天上的主，我们感谢你给我们这样的机会来崇拜。
And we thank you for joining us together.
我们感谢你把我们这群人聚拢在一起。
And we ask you to help us to have the strength and the courage.
我们要求你给我们给我们鼓励，让我们有力量。
To come and serve in this church as you have planned for us.
有力量去侍奉，去就像你计划的那样。
So we as one body can manifest the Spirit of God.
让我们可以成为一个肢体，显出神的灵。
For the common good.
为了全地的好处。
And pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。